2. Describing a place. Cue card. Describe a city or a town where you have lived. You should say where it is located, what part of the city or town you are most familiar with, what are the most important landmarks and places to visit, and explain what makes that city or town special to you.
Sample answer. Well, I'd like to talk about Chongqing, a city I used to live in for a few years from 1994 to 2001. It's a busy mountainous city located in the southwest of China, one of the four cities directly under the jurisdiction of the central government. Indeed, its mountainous landscape, with Jialing River running through, makes it so attractive and unique, especially at night, with its bright lights along the riverbanks and on the buildings. Recently, many modern buildings have sprung up, but there are very few traditional buildings left, which is really a shame, as they have to pull down the old ones to make room for the new and high-rise commercial buildings. As a rapidly changing city, Chongqing is famous for its auto, chemical, and textile industries. But a serious problem in this city is pollution and overpopulation. In fact, there have been several cases of acid rain in the past few years. The temperature in summer can go up to as high as 37 degrees centigrade. Rush hour traffic is another problem yet to be solved. Sometimes you can walk faster than the buses during the peak periods. People in this city live a stressful and fast-paced life, as there is very keen competition for jobs. They have to work long hours sometimes. However, people are very hospitable and ready to treat you with one of the local specialities, Chongqing hot pot. They're also quite open-minded, willing to accept new ideas and cultures. The nightlife here is fantastic, and you can find anything you want in this city, whether it's pubs, tea houses, discos, theatres, museums, or cinemas. On the whole, Chongqing is quite a good place to live in.